The question that is always asked is, do all these presentations written long in advance? And the answer for tomorrow's opening presentation is no. We're about to write that presentation collectively right now, and then Dr. Bullock from Kentucky is going to have the task of taking everything you have to say and creating a presentation by tomorrow morning. So grab your clickers. We're not going to show you any results. All we're going to do is ask you a series of questions. This is the test before lunch. So grab your transponders. We're going to pop up some questions here. We're going to rock and roll through these because I know I'm standing between you and lunch, and that's a dangerous place to be. But this is important. We talk a lot about how are we going to produce the ideal, and that's a challenge. And so collectively, we're going to try to get at that right now. So here's our first question. What percent of the cow-calf sector should focus their efforts on producing cattle to meet commodity specifications? In other words, my stuff's no different than your stuff. 1, less than 25%. 2, 26 to 50%. 3, 51 to 75%. 4, greater than 75% of the commercial industry should focus on commodity spec. Okay, we're going to move right on to the next question. What percent of the cow-calf sector should focus their efforts on producing cattle for branded, value-added, or process verification system specifications? So what percent should focus on the value-added, branded, process verification system spec? Time in. Okay, the next question. In the absence of outliers, which of the following is the trait of highest economic value in the beef industry? 1, marbling. 2, muscling. 3, tenderness. 4, carcass weight. Highest economic value. Okay, the next question, very similar. In the absence of outliers, which of the following is the trait that will most increase consumer demand for beef? In the absence of outliers, which of the following is the trait that will most increase consumer demand for beef? Marbling, muscling, tenderness, or carcass weight? Next question. We've talked about variation in our population. What is the most effective and profitable approach to managing variability in the beef cattle population to assure consumer acceptance of our product? 1, select to reduce variation. In other words, make them all the same, cookie-cutter approach. 2, total supply chain management of variation to meet the unique needs of differentiated markets. Or 3, do it like we do today, sort the variation in the sales cooler at the packing plant. Okay, the next question. Are the needs of the marketplace and the production environment, the needs of the marketplace and the cow-calf environment, 1, highly antagonistic, 2, somewhat antagonistic, 3, slightly antagonistic, 4, not antagonistic at all? Ends, you pick good music, brother. This is early Jerry Garcia and the Grateful Dead. Next question. What do you consider to be the most limiting factor to profitably producing ideal beef animals in your own operation? 1, the availability of nutrients. 2, the quality of nutrients. 3, genetics. 4, herd health. 5, access to labor. Okay, the next question. The ideal beef cow will be crossbred. 1, yes. 2, no. 3, maybe. Okay, next question. The ideal market steer for feedlot profitability will be crossbred. 1, yes. 2, no. 3, maybe.
My baby is American made.
Okay, next one. The ideal market steer for overall carcass value generation will be crossbred. Yes, no, or maybe. Next question. Does hide color influence your genetic decisions? Yes or no? Next question. What is a moderate-sized mature cow? One, less than 1,100 pounds. Two, 11 to 1,250. Three, 1,250 to 14. Four, more than 1,400 pounds. Moderate-sized mature cow. Okay, the next question, is the average commercial cow too big, yes or no? Trying to cover all musical tastes with our presentation today. Now, the next one we'd like just commercial producers to answer, what is your targeted mature cow size? We've already kind of defined what moderate is. You want maximum big, large, moderate, or small? Okay, next question for everybody. Is the average seed stock cow too big? Yes or no? Next question, just for seed stock producers, what is your targeted mature cow size? One, maximum, two, large, three, moderate, or four, small? Okay, next question, does the average commercial beef cow produce too much milk? Yes or no? And the next question, this is just for commercial producers, what is the target level of milk production in your herd? One, maximum, two, large, three, moderate, four, limited. Next question, does the average seed stock beef cow produce too much milk, yes or no? Next question, just for seed stock producers, what is your target level of milk production in your herd? Maximum, high, moderate, or limited? Radakovich picked that song. Does the average commercial beef cow or replacement heifer require too many inputs? Yes or no? Okay, follow up to that. Does the average seed stock beef cow replacement heifer require too many inputs? Yes or no? Okay, relative to our end product, how would you rate the healthfulness of beef? One, very healthful. Two, healthful. Three, creates minor health concerns. Four, creates major health concerns for our consumers. Follow up to that, how do you think consumers would answer the same question? How would consumers rate the healthfulness of beef? Okay, we're in the home stretch now. How would you rate the overall reproductive performance of your herd? 1, excellent. 2, good. 3, marginal. 4, poor. Next question, how would you rate the overall health status of your herd? Excellent, good, marginal, or poor. And the last question, how would you rate the overall health status of your cattle when they move into the feedlot phase of production? 1, excellent. 2, good. 3, marginal. 4, poor. 5, you don't know. Okay, when we'll be back tomorrow morning with answers on all of that. It takes us a while to grade the exams. By a miracle of miracles, it is